trying to prevent what happened last week next week. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The American people can be confident is that we're going to ensure that we have a safe inauguration.
Vice President Pence will be there when Joe Biden is sworn in. President Trump won't, and there's a lot of security already in place before Wednesday. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live at the White House.
Dave, safety in numbers here in Washington. Thousands of National Guard members and federal law enforcement keeping watch throughout the city. This is FBI Director Christopher Wray sends a message to those who stormed the U.S. Capitol last week.
We know who you are if you're out there, and FBI agents are coming to find you.
Roads are closed for blocks around the White House. The usually wide-open National Mall is expected to be closed on Inauguration Day, according to the Washington Post. By Wednesday, as many as 25,000 armed National Guard members will be in D.C. Dave?
Rachel, there have been more than 100 arrests since last week. Prosecutors in a court filing wrote they believe some rioters wanted to capture and assassinate elected officials. President-elect Biden wants to pay most Americans another $1,400 in a new Corona financial aid plan worth nearly $2 trillion.
Our rescue plan will provide flexible grants to help those hardest-hit small businesses survive the pandemic.
He also wants to boost extra unemployment to $400 a week, and he wants more funding for COVID tests and vaccines. And Biden's named former FDA Commissioner David Kessler to take over the vaccination rollout, saying it's been dismal so far. An earthquake rocked Indonesia, killing at least 42 people, injuring 600, and more are feared buried alive in the rubble of collapsed homes and buildings. The first blizzard of the year is here. Warnings are up from the Dakotas down to Nebraska to Missouri.
We're blowing snow and gusty winds will cause whiteout conditions through the day. Travel will be dangerous, if not impossible, in some of these areas.
That's Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Anthony Imparato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to HenryUSA.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you, and God bless them.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Why? Because Sprague Sports is the difference. Where else can you buy, sell, trade, or consign firearms with free expert appraisals always? There is nothing like Sprague Sports. With 64 years of industry connections to have products in stock when others can't. And all Sprague's firearms come with a lifetime warranty. And talk about customer service. There's a gunsmith always on duty. Sprague's is your Remington warranty center. And when you need it, there's expert one-day sight-in service. But that's not all. Sprague Sports has got training courses, including Arizona CCW, First Shot, Hunter Education, and more. Sprague handles Glock, Blue Label pistols, and is your NFA dealer in suppressors and full autos. That's why we call them the experts. And Sprague's is Yuma's Yeti headquarters, the best Yeti selection and free ice for life. Sprague's has a 10-lane, rifle-certified indoor shooting range and gun rentals you can try before you buy. Serving Yuma's shooting and outdoor needs since 1956. That's the Sprague's difference. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Hagerberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here. Good morning, Russ.
How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm living the dream.
I'm in a nightmare.
those are both dreams.
Yeah,
it just depends on which way you're looking at it. No, it was a gorgeous morning. Had the doors open at the office and just kind of
warmer, wasn't it? Just real nice, cool.
Gorgeous this morning. So, tons of stuff going on. And I don't know if you've paid attention to the markets. I know
I'm trying.
So, do you actually pay attention to what interest rates are doing and what mortgages are based on bond prices?
No.
Okay.
That I don't watch close because it's been pretty stagnant.
Most people don't, and it's so interesting that you don't notice until you actually look, because most people aren't looking at that daily. It's like getting on a scale. Hey, Russ, did you step on the scale this morning?
No.
Did you step on it yesterday?
Yes. No.
See? Okay, so do you know whether you're going up or down? Do you care whether you're going up or down in weight?
I do care, and no.
So you don't know, if you look at the bond charts, what most people aren't going to see is for 6 days straight until yesterday, we got worse. And you've heard me talk about things that a basis point is like a penny to a dollar. You don't really notice it unless you stack a bunch of them up. You know, I know people that walk down the street and they see pennies on the ground and they don't pick them up.
Sure.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough to bend over and pick up the penny, but whatever. But you stack these up, and in 6 days, we lost 127 basis points in the market. Now, what that means is on a $100,000 loan, the cost to the consumer would be $1,270 more in upfront fees, or they're going to take an interest rate that's about a quarter point higher. Because you and I know that typically when you pay one discount point, you get an interest rate that's about a quarter point lower on most mortgages. So when you talk about that, the news didn't tell you, oh my gosh, the bond market lost 127 basis points. Did you hear that anywhere?
No.
No. But that means at that window, had you locked your interest rate 2 weeks ago, you would be on a $100,000 loan, you would have been $1,270 better off, or you might have had an interest rate that was a quarter point better 2 weeks ago.
And that's a big deal in the long run. It is.
That's a huge deal for most people. And again, here's opportunity versus situation. You know, most people who are going to buy a house, you're not really trying to time the market. The market is what the market is. But if you're going to refinance, people who were sitting on the fence that could have and should have pulled the trigger 2 weeks ago, now we'll see something slightly more costly, slightly higher in interest rate. And is that enough to make or break anybody? No. If the interest rate still starts with a 2, it's still an amazing opportunity.
It really is.
But I had a lady who we were just going through this yesterday, and she has been putting this off for 3 months because she keeps being told by good-intentioned people to wait because interest rates are going to keep coming down.
To what?
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking she thinks there's a 0% mortgage. I don't know what she's waiting for. But we had a conversation yesterday, and I showed her where the market is. She goes, well, why is it worse? Took her to the bond charts and said, here's what the market is doing. Here's what Wall Street is purchasing mortgages for. Here's how this whole industry works.
So rather than talk to you about it, she's listening to a neighbor.
And there's...
I know. They mean well.
There's the problem is I think most people mean well. And, you know, your neighbor, your Uncle Earl, whomever, gives you sound advice in their opinion. But it's like saying, hey, I need this prescription. I'm not writing a prescription. And, Russ, I'm sorry. If you told me what prescription to take, I ain't listening to you.
You might get some medical advice?
I am not taking medical advice from you. I'm sorry. I will take automotive advice from you. Yeah. But I'm not taking medical advice from you. And so, again, she's still in a good position. She's still going to save quite a bit of money. The interest rate on her mortgage is 4.5 right now. So whether we refinance her and started 2 weeks ago or yesterday, which we actually did because she understands what's going on, we're still saving her a ton of money.
Sure.
But had she listened 2 weeks ago...
Would have saved a ton plus more.
Would have saved a little bit more.
Yeah.
And that's all it is incrementally moving in the right direction. And what I hope everybody sits back and takes a second to just analyze their situation. There is no 100% right or wrong. There's a lot of rights or wrongs. But everybody needs to take this opportunity and say, okay, I have a gift that's been presented at my doorstep. What am I going to do with it? And I'm talking interest rates on mortgages. I'm talking interest rates on cars. I'm talking interest rates on credit cards. Rearranging all of your debt and manipulating your savings, if you will. You know, drive around town. Tell me you don't see billboards that advertise low interest rates on cars.
Right.
Okay. Does that mean you could buy a car and get a really low rate? Yes, but you could also refinance your car and get a really low rate. So maybe you're not even thinking about your house, or maybe you already have your house redone, but should you rearrange your auto debt, your boat debt, your RV debt, your credit card debt? And that's the other part that we sat down with her is saying, okay, you're going to save a lot of money on your house, but oh my goodness, look at the amount of debt you have for this car, which is a really nice car, and these three credit cards. Why aren't we rearranging those?
And we should.
And most people don't even realize that you can.
Yeah. And I think there's a, you know, and you and I talked briefly on air, but the things are changing. We know they're going to change based on the budgets that are going to happen, the things that are going to happen with borrowing money and all that from the feds. We know things are going to go up. There's going to be an inflation coming, and the interest rates are going to go up. And it, and within the next few years, they're going to be, you know, where we don't recognize today.
They have to. They certainly will.
Right.
And here's the great thing. Plan ahead. You can set some stuff up really well right now. And again, if you have a, talked with an elderly gentleman yesterday, bless his heart, he's 75 years old.
Okay.
He had a huge aversion to a 30-year mortgage because in his mind, I'm not living to 105 years to pay this off.
But you can hope.
So, I mean, I'm rooting for you. But, you know, he asked me about a 10-year mortgage because he really thinks he needs to pay his debt off before he dies.
No.
Now, we had that conversation. I said, sir, here's what you've shown me. You have Social Security. Your wife has Social Security. You have a very, very small disability from the VA. So you're on what the world calls a fixed income.
Right.
Why do you want to do a 10-year mortgage to get it paid off as opposed to do a 30-year mortgage and make it manageable and comfortable so you can still enjoy living?
I know what the answer is, but what did he say?
He said in his mind he needs to have it paid off to zero before he dies.
Because he doesn't want to burden his family with it.
Correct.
But it's not a burden. The house may be worth $100,000, $200,000. His mortgage still has $50,000 on it. Big deal. It all gets taken care of.
And
it doesn't burden his family at all.
Not at all. And so we had a lot of conversations. And see, there's where there's no right or wrong. That's a personal feeling that he has that he needs to do it.
Right.
But as we sat and showed the budget, look, he and his wife don't have the ability. They do. I mean, everybody has the ability to go out and pick up some extra income. But they're living on three fixed incomes, two socials, and his very small VA pension. So out of those three, how about we take 22% of your income, not 50% of your income for your mortgage payment?
Sure.
Because if I give you a payment that's 50% of your income,
you've got no breathing room.
You got no money for food, for gas, for your electric bill. And let's be honest, you're not budgeting for your electric bill in the summertime. Most people don't even know what their electric bill is in the summertime. You know, so it's like, stop. We've got to slow this down and make really good decisions. So at the end of the day, he's going to do a 30-year mortgage, and he and his wife are very comfortable and very happy, and they've kind of budgeted that they can still go out to eat a couple times a week, and they can still
live life.
Enjoy life while they're here. But that's that setup that he's going to get a rock star interest rate, and he's going to have a plain vanilla 30-year fixed, and if he ever wanted to, he could pay ahead. But he doesn't have to.
Correct. You can always pay ahead.
You can always pay ahead, but if you lock up the debt, and I don't care whether it's auto, mortgage, boat, credit cards, lock up the debt for the longest term you can for the lowest interest rate and make sure that you have a sound budget that includes savings.
Yeah.
And again, like with that gentleman, he's not saving any money. They really don't have a lot of money in the bank. So should we have savings as a line item on your budget and make sure that you've got money going in the bank first, pay your bills second, and still have a cushion instead of, hey, let's struggle to pay all the bills first and pay them off as fast as possible and have no money left?
Absolutely.
So, you know, there's a ton of opportunity in the marketplace, and I would strongly encourage whether it's you, your cousin, your nephew, your niece, whomever, you know, let's really look at debt restructuring for the next 6 months. We'll talk about that more after the break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggenberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
You know, Russ, I love your music choices here lately. Good deal.
I've been doing a lot of old protest songs, to tell you the truth. But
well, just way better than it used to be. So, hey, we're talking Money Talk. This is AM 560 KBLU. Quick question. Russ, is money emotional or tactical? Ooh, I stumped him. Look at
well,
that.
I want to answer both.
Okay, let me...
Because it is tactical, but I think we handle it emotionally at times.
So which should it be?
Oh, it should be tactical.
It should always be tactical. And that I think, in my profession, in my job, is the hardest thing to get anybody over that emotionalness. And it's all tactical.
But if you do that, you screw up the guys that make a living handling it well. Like my friend Edward.
Mm-hmm.
He loves guys that do emotion. Because he makes billions of dollars, literally, by people making bad decisions, mm-hmm. emotional decisions. And he capitalizes every day on that.
Sure, but I'm going to guess that he is very tactical.
100%. There's no emotion in it.
So there's what everybody needs to realize is whether we're talking about a mortgage, a budget, a car, it's all tactical. And
should be.
It should be. And that's the hardest part when you're sitting across the desk from somebody, having a cup of coffee, having the cookie. It's legitimately, okay, stop. There's a 1 + 1 = 2, and I don't care how much of the common core math you can do, one plus one is never 2 3/4 minus 5 apples. It just isn't. So, you know, you look at it and say, okay, like the elderly couple that we're doing, do you want the 10-year because there's an emotionalness to it? No, let's do the 30 and then have you start saving some money, and then when that car breaks down that you were talking about, you got the money for it. Whether it's your credit card debt, whether it's that boat, what's the tactical nature to get it paid off? And then what's your savings plan? What's your investing plan? And it's amazing to me that most of my customers come in, they don't have a savings plan. They don't have any investment strategy to get money in first, pay the bills second, and live off what's left third.
Nope.
No.
But that's a typical
American.
It's the way a lot of us are hand-to-mouth.
But who taught that? Who ever said, save for yourself last, live very emotionally about money, don't be tactical about something that is going to be very important for you forever?
Mostly friends and family.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And that friend or family member who bought that $120,000 car that's sitting in the driveway that's got an $1,800 payment.
But I always wanted a Maserati.
I know you did. Well, you know
emotionally.
What? Forgive me, but yeah. In Yuma, with some of the streets, I don't think I want to drive a Maserati here.
We just had one in the shop yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, how's the undercarriage?
Fine.
Okay, yeah, not scraped up?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. It's tougher than you think.
So, but that, look, I'm not saying don't have a Maserati or a plane or, yeah, or three or four vacation homes. It's tactical how to get
it. It should be budgeted, and you look at logically and say, I'm in a place where I can afford a Maserati. Fine. Then buy it.
100%
But
great.
Don't sacrifice your children's education for it.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
Now, here's one that really bugs me a lot. And I understand there's men and women that go into the military and they want to do things for the right reasons. And I think the rest of us, including in the military, they should teach some of these men and women how to manage their money just a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I see in a typical E3 E4 who comes in, for all those who have ever served and know what I'm talking about, the pay structure for an enlisted personnel as an E3, E4 is not big. It really is not.
No.
And you see some of these men and women that they go out and buy brand new cars.
On day one.
And there's brand new Mustangs, brand new Camaros, yeah, brand new, you know, lifted pickup trucks. Mm-hmm. And look at I'm not telling you don't, just understand that putting that money in there. I had two buddies that were both active duty. One loved to spend everything he made. And guess what he got when he got out of the military? He had nothing saved. He was hand-to-mouth, like you say. He was in for about 8 years, had nothing to show for it, but he had a good time while he was in.
Sure.
Had another gentleman. I mean, they were friends. The other buddy literally rat-holed every dollar that he could. He didn't have a car. He took public transportation, whichever base he was PCS to. And when he got out, after about 7 years, he had $100,000 in the bank.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he struggled. Don't get me wrong.
It's doable.
It's doable. So those two guys, same earnings potential. Why did one have literally six figures when he got out and one had nothing? And it's just that choice, savings first.
And ask both of them, have you enjoyed life for the last decade?
And they both said yes.
Both said yes.
100%.
Absolutely.
One had a lot of trinkets and trash that he enjoyed, and one has a lot of green pieces of paper with dead presidents on it that he enjoyed.
And I guarantee you, the memories and the things they've done over there are both rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't take a lot of money to enjoy yourself.
No. But the second gentleman, what did he do? He put 20% down on his home. His mortgage payment is super low. He's got money to go do whatever he wants. And it's a whole different trajectory. And I would simply say, out of those two guys, one was very emotional with his money and one was very tactical with his money.
Right.
That's the difference.
And a lot of people worries about what are the friends and family going to say and the neighbors if I don't have a new car, or if I don't have a big enough place, or if I don't look like $1 million when I walk in the room. A lot of people are emotionally attached to that. They are.
And where did we learn that?
Friends and family.
Do I care what you drive?
No.
Do you care what I drive?
No.
Nope. Guess what? Do they both get us from here to our house or wherever? Yeah.
And for the guy that drives a Maserati, I'm happy for him. And I enjoy it. I enjoy seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean I want one. It doesn't fit my lifestyle or what I'm doing.
Nope. Love driving a pickup truck.
Sure.
And again, no disrespect to the guy who owns the Maserati. Those are an amazing piece of machinery. I'd love to have, you know, something that's very luxury.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's just like Midnight Oasis. And, you know, you and I both have gone to many of those.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy the heck out of them. I love it. I love the people that are emotionally attached to those cars, and it makes me enjoy it with them and all that. I don't have to open my wallet for it. I don't have to own it. Now, if it was in my budget and I wanted to, buy one. But I don't feel compelled that it's going to make me enjoy Midnight the Oasis more if I happen to have a couple entries. I enjoy just as much watching it.
Sure it would.
It would?
Sure would. I mean, come on. I had somebody just text me and says, that's why I drive an old pickup truck with peeling paint. So.
Well, and you know who in Walmart, Sam Walton?
Mm-hmm. Same green pickup truck.
Yep. Same one. He never changed. And I know people that are very wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
They drive old vehicles. They don't want to be noticed.
Well, there's is that an emotional or is that a tactical response?
Both.
Because, right, if it's I'm tactically driving this because it's doing something that I want for my money, totally tactical. If I'm doing it because I want to fly under the radar, I'm living emotionally. And neither is right or wrong, but understand, it's either emotional or tactical or both each and every time.
You know, I've asked my friend Edward, and, you know, I've talked about him on the radio before, and he's a guy of wealth that we can't imagine. But I've asked him, like, why are you driving this old Jeep? And he's got a Jeep SUV, one of the Jeep...
Grand Wagoneers?
Wagoneer type stuff or whatever it is.
Oh, those are great.
But it's only 3 or 4 years old.
It's not one of those.
No, not one of the Wagoneers, one of the more
Grand
modern
Cherokees.
Ones. Yeah, Cherokees, that's it. And he said, well, Russ, I live in D.C. anyway, but look, if you're driving a million-dollar car, it's because you want to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be seen anyway. But people do that for show. They do that to make an impression. They do that to fill a role. Mm-hmm. And it's not my role. And it's not what I care about. And I really like the Jeep. He drives what he likes.
Yeah.
And he can literally afford probably any car that's for sale.
So again, there's both emotion and tacticalness there.
But I like it. I think it takes courage. I mean, there's something about that that I admire in that I don't have to be what people want me to be. I get to be who I want. I get to be what I want to be.
What would this world look like if more people did that?
Yeah.
I mean, from a financial perspective, if more people didn't care what the neighbors thought of their car, would people have more money saved? Would they be investing more in things?
And I'm not anti-car.
Love cars. No,
I'm a big fan.
I think you really love cars.
I do. Modern technology and all the stuff that's in cars. I love the things. And I think it's wonderful. And if it's in your budget, do it. If it's in your, you know, something that you want to do and it's in your heart that I just want to drive a Maserati,
God
bless you, man. Great.
Do it.
Because I like to see them, so bring it by.
Tactically, make sure that it's in the budget.
Yeah.
And
you don't sacrifice your life.
Do not do that. And the two things that I hope everybody does, especially in this window of opportunity that we have that's somewhere between 6 and 12 months in my estimation, restructure everything.
I think you're right on that.
And
as far as, you know, I mentioned about don't take away from your kids' education, and I want to point out something. If you don't educate your kids, they never leave home.
Wow.
Oh, man. Think about that one.
Well,
you think it may
expensive.
Be expensive to send them to college. Think of how expensive it is if you don't.
Oh, good thing you educated your daughter.
There you go. You got to take a break.
Hey, let's take a break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
To
enjoy a longer productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. To enjoy a longer productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. To enjoy a longer productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Happy Friday, everyone. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage. Russ Clark in studio. Good morning. Hey, you know, we're talking cars, and you made a comment about walking through Mado, and you don't necessarily have to own one to love them and be passionate about
them. They're on display, and the owners love to talk about them.
Which is, I love this time of year, and right about now we should be getting ready for a huge show in Yuma. And let's talk about what the Caballeros de Yuma had to announce this week.
It's in the paper.
The press release went out, I think it was Thursday morning. Unfortunately, Mado has to be canceled this year.
Yeah. I understand it. And like I told you off air, it's, you know, it's a bad optic to run it in today's climate. You can't really do it incorporate all of the governor's programs, all that kind of stuff. It would just not be a good press object.
You're right on all that, and again, it's being safe for everybody. And with the amount of people that are through those gates in that 2.5-day window, there's no way to comply with all of the COVID restrictions. Nope. And so
we'd make national news, probably, though.
Probably would.
Say, look how terrible it is in Yuma. You know, they're running this event with people dying. You know, we don't need.
Yeah, let's not do that. No, so the event is not going to be
handled or run, which is really too bad because the amount of nonprofits and clubs that's their major fundraiser for the year. And what I want everybody in Yuma to think about is whether it's the Rotary Clubs or the Optimists or the Boy Scouts, I mean, that's a big, big, big fundraiser for all of those organizations. And it's not, you know, the Caballeros put the event on, but the amount of revenue that goes to all of those nonprofits and organizations is huge. So there's going to be a funding hole that needs to be filled by lots of people here in the community somehow. So I do know that the one thing, the raffle car, is still going to be raffled. Now, it's going to be at a slightly later date. The tickets are still on sale, so you'll still see some things with the actual Midnight at the Oasis car raffle. So if you have tickets, still they're still valuable. They're still worth the drawing. If for whatever reason you wanted to not have those tickets anymore because you wanted to see the drawing at Midnight at the Oasis, sure, you can call down to the Caballero office, talk to Marissa. She and El Prez can work something out. But we're still doing the car raffle, so don't fret that you still have a chance to win an amazing classic car.
If I have tickets and I don't win the raffle, can I sell them back?
No, I'm pretty sure that you have to do that before the raffle. I'm pretty sure the deadline would be before the raffle.
Before the raffle?
That's like saying,
I just wanted to check.
You know, I bought a few lottery tickets. I'm not a lottery ticket buyer, but I bought a few lottery tickets, but I didn't win on Wednesday of last week, so can I get my money back?
It's a great fundraiser, and again, that money does go to a lot of volunteers and stuff, but the Caballeros, you know, a lot of people don't understand, but they don't make anything. In fact, we pay to be in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And all the money that gets written out, you know, whether it's scholarships or to these organizations that help and all that, is actually a great joy. It's actually something that I think everyone looks forward to helping in all of that.
That, well, and we've got the marathon coming up. Now, the marathon is still going to happen. So the Territorial Marathon, because the Caballeros can comply with the social distancing and keeping it safe.
It's outdoors and all that stuff.
I want to see you run. I want to see you run.
I thought it was going to be canceled, so I didn't buy the right shoes.
No. You tell me what shoes you need. I will buy them if you will run. You know what? Yeah. I would start a campaign right now. Who wants to see Russ run that marathon?
I'm going to come up with another reason. I couldn't make it.
Okay, that might be a reason. Get a doctor's note. Mm. But, you know, I'm sad that Mato will not happen. That is, for everybody who's in the organization, it's a huge amount of work, and it's a time commitment,
mm-hmm.
and you go home tired and sore and stressed every day. But it's a ton of fun.
Yeah.
Seeing the people, talking to the people, being at the concert, checking out all the cars. Like you say, just walking around and seeing the blood, sweat, and tears and passion that these people have put into their cars.
Yeah.
You won't see it out on the field this year, unfortunately, but there still will be the car raffle at some point here shortly in the future.
And that's all good. But I don't feel bad about it. I think it's a good decision. I think Caballeros did the right thing.
And, I think it's the right decision.
It's the times we live in, and you know what? It's going to correct itself. It's all going to be corrected. I have great confidence in that. I mean, we're going to take back, you know, some of the things we used to do, and it's going to happen, but not anytime real soon.
Not anytime real soon.
Yeah.
But, you know, at some point, and thankfully, if you think about the timing, last year, we finished Midnight at the Oasis, and about a week later is when everything shut down. So, I mean, if you think about it, that finished.
I have missed the last three Midnight Oasis because I've been in D.C. at CPAC at the same time.
Well, now you've got
conservative political action.
Don't have to have any gut wrench or heartache that you'll be okay.
I'm questioning whether I'll go to CPAC this year.
Are they going to have it?
They're going to have it in Orlando because it got canceled out of D.C. D.C. won't hold them. They won't hold an event. And it's really in Maryland, it's just out D.C. limits, but they won't hold an event because the governor's got everything closed down. So they made a deal in Orlando, and it's going to be in Orlando hotels.
Perfect.
It is, but I'm questioning on whether I really want to make... It's not the same, because in D.C., you know, everyone drives over. I mean, the Supreme Court justice people and the politicians and bureaucrats. I mean, you get a chance to talk to a lot of folks. I don't think they'll all go to Orlando.
Probably not.
So I'm questioning, and I broadcast from it. So I mean, that's why
you can still broadcast from Florida. It's okay.
I know, but I don't know if the people like James O'Keefe are going to show up and some of the governors and stuff that I usually talk to.
Then don't do it for CPAC. Just go up there and spend a week and go interview people.
Go see Mickey Mouse.
Come on. Well, either way, you can broadcast. So yeah. I promise they have electricity there. You can broadcast. So, you know, talking about some of the things that emotional, tactical.
Mm-hmm.
Canceling Midnight at the Oasis was a tactical decision that had to be done because you can't comply with all of the safety requirements. I get it. And you go back to money and credit. It should all be tactical, that same thing. I know we want to have Midnight at the Oasis. We want to be out there in the sunshine. We want to have the concerts. Man, those are going to be some good concerts this year.
They will.
You don't want to do those things. You just can't do it yet, so okay, let's plan for the future and set up the next one, and let's make the next one double. I don't know how to make it even better, because there's been some really good ones, but let's have a fantastic showing when we can open the doors up again. Same thing with your finances. Is it beneath people to rearrange their monthly budgets and save $25?
It shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be. I know somebody who literally went through and said, you know what, I don't use my cable all that much, so I'm going to cancel my cable, I'm going to turn in the boxes, because I do stuff online, and I do Hulu and Netflix. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know what? I support that. If you think getting rid of this cable here for this, now, I'm not saying one is better than the other, because you're spending money on either one of them, but if you had both, and you don't need one, get rid of one.
And if you've got a budget that's $100,000 a month, that's not a big concern. But not all of us do.
No. So, you know, whether it's cable, whether it's your car, whether it's your eating out budget.
Or smoking cigarettes.
Hey.
You know, I had somebody in my office the other day that smokes, and she said, well, I smoke cigarettes. I said, how much? And she said, just a little more than a pack a day, so it's $3,500 a year. She goes, no, it's not that much. Yeah, it is.
but she didn't know.
She had no clue. How much is $3,500 for most people? A lot of money.
It's $300 a month, almost.
Yeah.
You know, you can buy a nice car for $300 a month.
Yeah.
Used, not new. But,
yeah.
I mean, but that's the choice. And if she loves to smoke, if that's what floats her boat, great.
Well, she was she complained that she doesn't really enjoy being attached to it, but she hadn't quit yet. It's addictive.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But that money review, she's just never been tactical with the money.
Shocker.
And it's so funny that
people don't think like that.
In today's day and age, we've got, you know, you and I are both texting on these smartphones while we're on the radio. You've got three computer monitors up and running, and we do all of this technology, but most people don't do an old school handwritten budget to say, here's how much I have coming in. Here's how much I have going out. Hey, I'm in the plus side. I'm in the black. I'm in the green.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, whoops, there's not enough money left at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So, you know, tons of opportunity. And I still see a huge opportunity for people buying homes and refinancing homes here. You know, somebody asked me the other day, do you see the market slowing down here?
What does that mean, slowing down? You mean...
It's funny that you say that, because that's what I asked them is, what do you mean by, do I see it slowing down? Do I see interest rates going up? Do I see demand for housing going down? What are you asking? And they said, no, do you see the amount of buyers buying slowing down? Is it going to become less of a seller's market?
Not anytime soon.
Not anytime soon. Here's the other thing that people aren't paying attention to. The major news media is talking about blue state exodus and, you know, potentially changing state, demographics, if you will, politically. But what I'm seeing is people moving out of, say, California because of where we are. And here's what's interesting. What has COVID taught us about working? That you can work from home.
Correct.
Right? So I'm seeing, and in my position as a mortgage lender, I'm seeing one or two people a day who are asking about being qualified. They're moving here, but they're keeping their California job.
Yeah.
So they're not taking a job away from anybody here, but they need housing. They want to live like we do, with a very affordable lifestyle, as opposed to those ding-dongs over in L.A. that have $3,000 a month rent, which I just can't wrap my mind around. But, you know, you have blue-collar and white-collar workers moving here, and candidly, a lot of them want to be productive, and they want to be part of a smaller community that they can know people and have friends and have a quality of life. That's why I don't think the market is going to change anytime soon for us, because of the influx of working people coming this direction, and a lot of them are keeping their California job and California income.
Wow. That's the best of both worlds while it lasts.
Yeah. Well, until the governor over there taxes you even after you've moved out of the state.
They definitely brought that up to try. That hasn't been anything that they would pass muster so far.
I don't think it will pass muster, but boy, isn't that an interesting thing to think that a citizen owes you money after you move
Well, because
away.
They need it. That's all they worry about. They need it.
Isn't that
how
like...
How dare you leave and not pay me?
But I'm just thinking, isn't that like the old serfs in the...
More like indentured servants.
Yeah. What do you mean you can tax me after I move away? Yeah. Hey, let's talk about that and other things after the break. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
Truck Mates, Yuma's fix up your pickup truck store. Is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truck Mates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truck Mates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truck Mates. Truck Mates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truck Mates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
To enjoy a longer productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, Russ Clark in studio. We're talking money, we're talking credit, we're talking all kinds of goofy stuff. There's only 11, 12 minutes left in the hour. I do not understand. I think you wind the clocks way too fast.
No, it's just a phenomena of enjoying yourself like most of us do at work.
Amen. Amen. So today's the 15th. We're halfway through January of 2021.
Can't be.
So, you know, you think of how fast the clock seems to be spinning.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just, you know, you enjoy the day, so it seems to fly by. But we're halfway through January, and it seems like it was just New Year's. It's just the, hey, I'm going to set some great New Year's resolutions. Do you know when 80% of New Year's resolutions have died out?
Oh, we're gone. It's already the 15th. Probably a couple days.
2 weeks in.
Is it 2 weeks?
Today is the day that 80% of the people drop their New Year's resolutions of what they had said they were going to do just 16 days ago.
Okay.
Now, you know, look, New Year's resolutions, is it a goal? Is it a dream? Is it just a pie in the sky thing that I said I think I might want to do this maybe someday?
I think it's a good activity to take on as a life change if you're going to do something like that. I think it's a good thing to have people say, look, I need to straighten out a few things. Let me make that a goal that I'm going to make it happen. But stick to it.
As long as you measure it.
Yeah.
And I wish, or I hope, and I would love to push people to say, okay, look, if you set New Year's resolutions, good on you. That's fantastic. But now let's measure it. So if you said, hey, Russ, what's your New Year's resolution for your company?
I'm already working on it.
I know. What is it? Come on.
Well,
I'm going to push it right now.
We're going to do more operational standard books, which we're already putting into place.
Now I'm going to ask, how do you measure that?
Oh, I haven't put a date on it just this year, but we're already working on that.
Okay.
And we're restructuring the personnel and stuff, too. But
now I'm gonna
it's already happening.
I have to ask. So when you say more books on procedures, so you're talking like a manual of operations?
Correct. So that no matter who it is or what's going on, it's not a personality running, it's a program running it. So that we know what we're going to do when somebody walks in the door. How do we handle that customer?
So if I asked and if I wanted to push you, I would say, okay, how many chapters do you think you need in that book?
Probably by the time it's completed, 40, 50, you know, because there's a lot of different procedural things based on.
Okay, so let's call it 50.
Okay.
So let's pretend it's 48, so the math is easy. So you need 4 chapters a month.
Yeah.
So, Russ, in the next 2 weeks, can you get the first 4 chapters done? So by the end of January, those are done.
No question.
Now that's measurable.
Yeah.
And you can say yes or no. And now you just took the emotionalness out of it, and it's tactical that
on February 1st, when you and I are on air, I'm going to ask you, Russ, do you have the first four chapters done?
So much pressure.
I know.
But that's what's going to make the company, you know, we need to step it up. We've been at it 2 years. So now we've looked at it, assessed where we are, what we're doing, where we need to go, and what we need to work on, all those things going into it, which type of vehicle, what vehicle, commercial accounts, all those things, as we mold on what works, what doesn't work, and what's best for us.
So we did two things for everybody in the office, and I love to help other people do this. We have a two-page written plan, and it's based on the book Traction. It's called the VTO. And here's a two-page written plan of what they want to do in the next 1 year, 3 year, 10 years. And so you and I know in writing it's lots of bullet points. It's very analytical. Yep. But at the same time, I made everybody do a vision board. And so we actually went out and got big poster boards and got them magazines, and they could print whatever they wanted to print. And they did a picture-driven vision board of everything they want to do in the next 1 year, 3 years, and 10 years. So they have the very emotional right brain creative side and the very logical left brain, you know,
that's good
bullet
to
point. Now, we went and took those vision boards down and had them framed. Very expensive, nice glass frames, put it up on the wall, the whole nine yards, because I want them to see each and every day, here's their, you may call them New Year's resolutions or goals, but here it is visually and tactically for them. And here's the secret.
Psychologically, that's huge.
The same thing that I promise you, I just wrote it down on my notes here. On February 1st, I'm going to ask you, Russ Clark, on air, if you've done those first four chapters.
Of course.
I can. Yeah, I don't know. I can walk into their office and look at their vision board and say, oh, my gosh, when are you going to do that? Oh, my gosh, that will be so amazing when you get this. Yeah. When are you going to get that? And keep pushing them in the right direction so the emotionalness of that New Year's resolution doesn't dissipate.
Correct.
And for 80% of the country, today, statistically, go online and look at it, today is the day that 80% of all of the New Year's resolutions become null and void.
Correct.
Why is that?
It's just who we are as a people, but it has to do with, you know, our brains lie to us. We lie to ourselves constantly.
No.
I swear to you. And just like any addiction or anything, you know, if we're going to quit smoking, we say, I'm going to quit smoking today. You know, it's my New Year's resolution. And after a while, the withdrawal sets in, those kind of things, and we give up on it because our brain convinces us. You know, you look at it like you got those devil and angel sitting on your shoulder talking to you, and so we think you're crazy. Well, we have that struggle with our own thoughts all the time, our own thoughts, and we talk ourselves into and out of things all the time. And a lot of it is just due to pain or feel good. It's about basics. Pain and pleasure. And when we start going through the pain of withdrawal, the pain of not having something, we seek the pleasure, and we convince ourselves it's the right thing.
Do you find more people do things to avoid pain, or they do more things to get the pleasure?
Avoid pain. Pain is a more immediate reaction. I mean, if I pulled up that book right there and hit you in the head with it, I'll say, do this or I'm going to hit you again, you're more apt to get done right away. But in the long run, it's the pleasure that will keep us coming back. You're not going to come back in here next week.
No. So, you know, it's funny. Now, you say that on air. So here's a little secret, and obviously you're broadcasting this secret out, but why did I have everybody do a vision board?
Because they create it themselves, and it's their plan.
And then, if they're not doing what they need to be doing, because I just want to help them get where they want to go.
You're helping
but if
reinforce it.
But if they're not doing it, I can poke the pain of why they're not getting what's on their vision board. They put it on there because they want the pleasure of having it.
Well, pleasure is the bigger reinforcement. And I think by you pointing out that you haven't reached it yet, I don't think it's painful. I think it's more pleasurable
to go get it.
When they make little steps. You know, like when you ask me, do you have four? And I say, yeah, here they are right here. That's endorphins popping, and I feel good, and I feel happy. And that's what you're after.
Hey, I got to ask, so what's the first chapter?
Oh, the first chapter is handling how we handle customers when they walk in the door.
Nice.
As far as paperwork and everything. That's,
okay.
That's what's going on.
When are you
going to
have that done?
That's half done right now.
You want to cut me off because I'm pushing you. I love it.
By the end of today.
All right. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Have a great and safe weekend, everyone. Bye.
opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
From the Weather Channel.
Oh, Med Hat. Wow. Okay. That's what kind of name is that?
Egyptian.
Oh, Egyptian. Oh, I'm a big fan of Egypt. I've been there several times. Loved Egypt. It's crazy. The traffic is completely insane. I remember going to the airport and the driver...
From the one-hour air conditioning and heating studio... This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.
And he said, yes. Yeah.